Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the preview show and I'm your host Manu F. And as always, joined by Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, very, very well indeed. Looking forward to another excellent weekend of German football after an exciting midweek of German football. We're having so much German football right now.
Yeah, it's like, have you had a break yet? Because it's been like, oh, I was thinking, oh no, there's no Champions League this week. And then I look at the schedule and it's like, yeah, that's because there's Pokal. we did an entire episode of the Pokal for those who are subscribing to the Substack. And so if you want to get a full show on German Cup football and our takes from the midweek games, I urge you to sign up. Because there's some pretty good content on that side. But yeah, this is the preview show, Stefan, and it's brought to our listeners in association with Get German Football News, who have been fantastic counting our wins and losses. I think I'm still ahead. I was ahead last week by a sizable margin. Long may it last. But they have been great. Great partnership. Mm.
Yeah, the guys are great over there. We love doing the previews, and if we do features on obviously the Substack, and listeners will know that. But if you're looking for just a good website that gives you the news every day about German football, there's none better, I would say.
Yeah, I linked to one piece of the news for my newsletter this week on Markus Thuram and Bayern Munich scouting. Obviously having scouted him. But yes, if you want to find out more about that, head to the newsletter. Go to Get German Football News to get all your daily news. And we have some games to preview right after this break.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. Football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code Believe, B-L-E-A-V, Believe, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So yeah, we're starting with the Friday fixture. And this is the always difficult to predict Mainz game. They're playing Köln at home. So I've just gone for goals here and said 2-2. Stefan.
Oh, interesting. I've done the complete opposite, to be honest with you. Gone for a 1-0 win for Mainz.
A home win. Shock.
Home win, yes. I know Mainz have been terrible at home, so there's really no reason why I should be saying this, but I think FC Cologne haven't been great either, to be honest with you. They've only got one win on the road this week, this season. They look just... It's hard to... I haven't had a good chance to sit and watch them properly, but watching the results and seeing how they played before, I know they got a win over Augsburg at the weekend, but I just feel like Mainz are going to steal this one, but I think it's going to be very, very tight.
Okay, well, we'll see. Somehow, Köln are in the top seven, equal on points, with Gladbach, who are sixth, and just 3 points behind by second place by Munich, but it's so tight up there. Who knows? They are ahead of Borussia Dortmund, who are playing Stuttgart on Saturday. I have this as a 3-1 win over Stuttgart, although Stuttgart have been excellent in the Pokal midweek, smashing Bielefeld 6-0. New manager bounce. We did talk a lot about Stuttgart on Monday, so if you want to find out about them, more about them and their coaching hunt, if it's not decided by the time this comes out, listen back to that. But yeah, I think Dortmund are going to win this 3-1, but possibly going to be tighter than Dortmund fans want it to be, simply because it's Dortmund. What do you think?
I think this is going to be another struggle for Dortmund, to be honest with you. I think Stuttgart have looked a little bit better. As you said, midweek, that seemed to kind of seem to be exercising a lot of demons in that game. And I still don't think Dortmund are out of the woods yet. So I've gone for a kind of 2-2 draw in this game. I just struggle to see Dortmund dominating this match. I think that's their main problem right now. They just can't seem to control games, and Stuttgart are such a tricky team, especially on the break.
Stuttgart took points off Bayern Munich, of course, under old manager Pellegrino Matarazzo. Pellegrino Matarazzo, an interesting one. I wonder if he is in the running for the Schalke job and if he would take it. But that's a completely different question. Just came to my mind. This is what happens. Anyhow, the next one is your match of the week. Leverkusen against Wolfsburg. And I'm actually... I let you talk about it first, but I have some thoughts on this that I'm really curious about. But I'm just wondering if you... Because you picked this as your match of the week, what do you think of this match?
Yeah, I think Wolfsburg are going to win this game. I've gone... I just think they've been turning things around in recent weeks. I really like the look of... I just like the idea that they have these two excellent kind of old-school wingers in Kaminski on the left and then Wimmer on the right. And if you look at their underlying numbers, I mean, if you look at their results in general, they have been far more positive. I think if you actually look at, like, the Bundesliga form table, in terms of points picked up in the last five games, they're eighth right now. So they've got as many points as Bayern Munich, actually. But the thing that really interests me about Wolfsburg is that at the start of the season, they just were not creating any chances. But if you actually kind of look at the last kind of four or five games, they have that XG number has started to kind of really start ticking upwards. Yeah. So in three of the last four games, their XG was actually over two, which was quite rare actually for them at the start of the season. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they didn't actually register a single Bundesliga game where the XG was higher than two this season, and now their last three Bundesliga games actually going into this weekend all went over two. So I feel like things are beginning to click, and in contrast, I don't think things are clicking for Bayer Leverkusen. They're kind of the complete opposite. They're still waiting on Patrick Schick. Still waiting for him to kind of refind his mojo, and I don't think it's going to happen this weekend. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Wolfsburg.
See, interesting. I went for Leverkusen finally getting a win. 2-1 win, though, narrowly. And here's why. I know all the numbers and everything you say is all correct, but I think that this week being off for Leverkusen, not having that Pokal, if Alonso doesn't, this was the ideal week for Alonso to finally get something out of the squad. And it's almost like a desperation for them at this moment, right? Because they have to get a result here after having some time to work. And I also think that, now I'm actually thinking, did Wolfsburg get week off as well? I think they had.
They're playing the Pokal midweek.
They did, right? Yeah. Ignore me. They were in action. And they actually won against Braunschweig.
Yeah.
I should have known because I actually kept an eye on this. Never mind. But either way, Alonso had some time to work with this team. And I actually think that this is the one where he's going to get a win. Mm-hmm. He's going to win this game 2-1. And he has to win this game. Otherwise, they are in a whole bunch of trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Up next, and here I struggled a little bit. Freiburg against Bremen. And I ultimately went for a rebound win for Freiburg, a 2-1 rebound win. They did beat St. Pauli in the Pokal on Wednesday, and it took extra time, though. It was not easy for them. St. Pauli, of course, coming off that derby win against HSV on the Friday. Bremen out of the cup in penalties against Paderborn. And sometimes you just see that little bit of a hangover. So I have gone here for a 2-1 Freiburg win. In this game,
I've got the exact same jotted in here, actually, to be honest with you. Mm. And I can't really fault any of your logic. In fact, you basically took the words out of my mouth. I'm wary that, not that the bubble's burst for Bremen by any means, but that result against Paderborn concerns me, just because, you know, and obviously early in, at the weekend as well, they were lost to Mainz as well. So, yeah. It's that's a concern to me. And I also feel like if this was the game that Freiburg played right after the Bayern Munich match, Bremen might have a better chance because they could maybe say, like, well, that team's down on their confidence. But a really bruising, hard-fought win over St. Pauli is exactly probably what Freiburg needed to kind of get their head straight. So especially at home, I actually kind of expect them to, by no means an easy game, but I think they'll probably grind out a win as well.
Mm, yeah. In agreement here. The next one is my match of the week, Hoffenheim against Bayern. We spend a lot of time talking about Hoffenheim in the midweek show, the one for subscribers. And Hoffenheim have sneakily looked good, and they have traditionally made it difficult for Bayern Munich. And I'm actually taking a little bit of something from Bayern Munich's performance against Augsburg, where they have let in 2 goals. But I'm saying that Bayern will win this game 4-2. It's going to be a fascinating match to watch, I think, simply because there's going to be a lot of goals. The 4-2 ultimately will look better than it probably was for Bayern because I think Hoffenheim is going to make it interesting throughout. The reason I think that Bayern are going to win it, though, is because they have found their mojo in attack. There was a few things that stood out to me midweek. His Jamal Musiala and Davies are forming a very dangerous partnership right now. Both on and off the field, they seem to be in very good understanding. And in Choupo-Moting, they've actually found a number 9.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Interesting enough, isn't it? I think I riled up a few Bayern fans when I said in midweek that why did they bother signing Sadio Mane when all they had to do was play Choupo-Moting? I don't disagree with you for the most part in that regard. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think we're talking about actually the two teams have created the most chances in the league this season, if I'm not mistaken. But the only thing that's kind of making me wary of, you know, rubber stamping this one as a Bayern win is that they have struggled on the road this season. They've only won 2 of their 5 games. Yeah. And although they are scoring goals for fun, I still feel like they are quite open in defence. I think Augsburg proved that in midweek to an extent, even though they obviously did beat them, but they're just struggling to kind of keep clean sheets by any means. And I feel like against a Hoffenheim team that seems to be really firing all cylinders right now. If this game was the other way around, if this was at Bayern at home, I would be saying, right, this is the game that kind of terrifies Hoffenheim and probably bursts their bubble. But I feel like since it's the other way around, I think this Hoffenheim team can actually take points off them. So I've gone for a 2-2 draw.
It's not a bad bet. I think it's going to be either a 2-2 draw or, like, you know, 2-4, as I suggested. But definitely goals. The only thing that would make me wary about suggesting there's going to be a lot of goals is that when we talked about this also midweek, is Hoffenheim have some pretty good defenders, which is a rarity. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be definitely an interesting encounter either way.
And the only thing I was going to say is that means that I've suggested that both Dortmund and Bayern again drop points, which would be really interesting. And again, continue this kind of bizarre trend that nobody seems to want to win the Bundesliga, but long may continue.
One team may want to, but we're getting to Union Berlin the Sunday games. We'll see what our predictions are there. But up first is Leipzig. But, you know, Leipzig might be laughing if your predictions are right, because they could further catch up. And because I think that they're going to beat Augsburg 3-0. The reason I'm thinking that is that everything that Augsburg showed against Bayern in the attack would make them really hurt against Leipzig. Because I think that Leipzig have really found their form under Rose now. And they look really good in the Pokal.
Yeah, they did. And not only did they look good in the Pokal, they look good in the Pokal with basically a second string attacking lineup. Yeah. You know, with all the respect to Yusuf Poulsen, he's basically a backup striker now, isn't he? And he came on and scored two goals. Forsberg started, Henrik started, in a kind of midfield role, I think. And they didn't even play Guardiola either, actually. So to go and beat Hamburg 4-0, who are by no means slouches. And I also kind of go back to that previous Bundesliga fixture when they overcame Hertha Berlin 3-2. And I'm kind of, I mean, obviously the game was a little probably closer for too close for comfort, sorry, for RB Leipzig, in the sense that Hertha obviously pulled back two goals in the second half and made things uncomfortable. But I remember if I'm not mistaken, I said in the previous preview show that I thought that was going to be a really interesting test for RB Leipzig, because I'd watched them against Celtic in the midweek Champions League game, and their defence was just kind of all over the place. So I still feel like they probably won't keep a clean sheet in this game, but I do feel like, I completely agree with you, that they do seem like they've kind of clicked into gear now under Rosa, at least in a kind of offensive sense, to the extent that they can kind of move strikers in and out of the team without really causing too many issues. So I've gone for a 3-1 win for this game for RB Leipzig. And I'll be looking forward to watching them against the European champions next week.
Right, you're there. That's going to be super interesting.
It will be interesting.
Yeah, good match. Really jealous you get to go. Although I was just in Leipzig for the Celtic match, so.
Yeah. I feel like we're turning into like a Leipzig blog. We seem to keep going to Leipzig games for some reason, but.
Oh, they keep playing good teams.
And they do, you know.
And they are one of the big teams in German football. We do go a lot to Bayern and Dortmund as well. So I think it's just natural that you visit one of the bigger teams in the league more often than others. Also, before we move on to the next game, Yusuf Poulsen, Goal Impact, tweeted this. The best striker to Transfermarkt market value in European football, Yusuf Poulsen. Goal Impact.
Interesting.
They tweeted that today. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Of course, those who don't know, Goal Impact basically measures the impact that every single player has on producing points and goals. And Yusuf Poulsen is one of the best in European football, while also being one of the cheaper ones, which I thought was an interesting number. Maybe we should look at his market value and Transfermarkt a little bit more in depth, but that's a different conversation to have. Up next, and this is the big one on Saturday, the Saturday Topspiel. I think you can pick pretty much everyone in that top half right now as a Topspiel, because they're all so close together. And Gladbach against Frankfurt, two big teams in German football. Are you watching this game, Stefan? Because if you're watching it, I'm predicting a different result.
No, I'm not watching it, which is exactly why I've gone for a 2-1 win for Frankfurt.
Okay. I went for a 2-2 draw, but if you'd be watching it, I'd be going for like a 5-0 Gladbach win.
I mean, my head says to me, Gladbach should win this game, but because I won't be watching it, well, I might end up watching it. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not quite sure what my Saturday plans are yet. I'm not planning on watching it, but since I think Gladbach will win, it almost certainly means that Frankfurt will pull out a performance of the season and go on to win it.
Right. Okay. I went for a 2-2 draw. I feel pretty confident that those two teams are very evenly matched. and they're both hot and cold on many occasions. And it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a really fun game. And one that will have possibly implications. Frankfurt with a win could go into the top four, so could Gladbach. So it is rightfully a top spiel. Then to the league leaders, who I think will still be league leaders when the dust settles on match day 11, because I think they're going to beat Bochum comfortably 2-0.
Yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win for this game myself, actually. It seems pretty self-explanatory to me. I know Bochum have kind of picked up some decent results recently. Well, I say that they've picked up one win in the last three and a draw before that, which is good for Bochum. They had that kind of bizarre 3-0 win over Frankfurt. Again, not going into that because Frankfurt just continue to be a world unto their own. But although I wouldn't say Union Berlin have been as good at away as they have been at home this season, they're still pretty impressive. I think, funnily enough, their only away defeat this season is also to Eintracht Frankfurt, but who just keep seeming to pop up with these bizarre results. But yeah, I think they should have more than enough about them to get past Bochum.
This is the league we deal with, bizarre results. That's just how it goes. Well, we'll see. If your predictions hold true, Union could be as many as 6 points away from Bayern.
Yep. And that's the way it's going to go. No, I don't know. We'll see. I'm really not.
It might go that way. It wouldn't shock me. It would mean that my Bayern prediction is wrong, but you know, what do I know? And I think I would take it for the sake of the league, because the longer this lasts, the more likely it will be the outcome. And I think everyone watching the Bundesliga would heavily enjoy that, even though it probably feels right now Union Berlin are trying to race away from Bayern Munich using a Trabi while Bayern are driving an Audi. This is the Bundesliga. Final match, Hertha Berlin against Schalke. Berlin's second team. Hertha fans are not going to like this. Playing the team that the Hertha fans actually think that Schalke is their biggest rival, and Schalke are blissfully unaware of it, which is hilarious. It's one of the weirdest, most one-sided rivalries in German football, where one team hates the other and the other team doesn't even know that you exist. That must be sad. But so this is Hertha hating Schalke, Schalke not knowing about Hertha. But I think that Hertha is going to win this game 2-0.
Yeah, I've also got 2-0, which is embarrassing. We've basically got the same results for like four or five of these games. But yeah, I'll tell you why. I mean, Hertha have yet to pick up a home win this season, and they've come so close. They've picked up three draws against some really decent teams. Drawn against Leverkusen, Hoffenheim, Freiburg, and Frankfurt, and they narrowly lost to Dortmund. And I feel like this is the game that they finally kind of pick up their first home win of the season. And yeah, I mean, maybe Schalke will be able to turn things around. We talked about this in the midweek bonus show. We're not entirely sure if that's going to happen anytime soon, but I'm not worried about Hertha in this game, really.
No, which is why they're going to lose it, but anyhow, this show is always brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. We'll see how it all works out. This has been another fantastic week of content, Stefan. Anything you want to plug before we wrap this up?
No, not really. No, I'm just looking forward to a good weekend of football.
Yeah, always do. So enjoy it. We'll be back next week with more content. Until then, auf Wiedersehen. In Sicht.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.